Instagram notes.
Wait, what's that? Oh, yeah, I have notes. They're right here.
You don't have notes?
No, you don't need notes for just a bunch of people getting eaten for like an entire series of the movie. This would be our Halloween episode, I guess, huh? Or would that be last week? I don't remember. But we already talked about Frankenberry and Boo Berry and the Fruit Brute, who is actually tomorrow is election day, voting for the Fruit Brute. Oh, yeah? I'm writing him in. Fruit Brute for president.
I think it might be too late unless you.
Well.
I think it was today. Was
I think
it,
no, last no, time tomorrow.
You could have their
Fruit
mail
Brute,
in.
The write-in? I'm going to drop it off, man. I'm just going to write Fruit Brute in.
He's for gonna everything? Win. Just for write him in for everything. Mayor. Congressman.
Every Congressman single Fruit Brute. Sounds like a fucking good idea to me, sir. All right, let's get this shit started.
Vote? Yes, on 80?
What? Yeah, I'm going to vote on that for sure. Fucking legalize it, bro. No, but seriously, we should actually legalize
well,
it, bro.
Yeah, then you can use all the hemp
products. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, fuck it. It's fucking crazy good shit. Stuff. We won't get into that. Cinema Dubster, this is episode 20.
You are now listening to the Cinema Dubster podcast.
All right, Cinema Dubster, episode 20. This week we watched Gabe's pick, Zombie Bloodbath from 1993. I'm your host, Ryan Idle, and I'm here, as always, with Gabe Asher.
Hey.
Hello, Gabe. And Axe Heaver.
What's up?
And this is one of your favorite zombie movies,
this
as
good.
You explained to me.
The trilogy and all.
Well, okay, so is it better if you've seen the entire trilogy, or...?
Well, they use the same actors in different parts through the whole
Do they?
Trilogy,
well, I noticed that while watching
awesome.
This, actually, that... the one guy's dad, he was a zombie like constantly in the movie, and I was like, how are they getting away with this?
This is weird because he had 700 zombie actors.
Yeah, I read that. He had 700.
I didn't know why they had to use him more than once.
I don't know either. Maybe just because he was like that guy that didn't have a job that was always on set, and they're like, all right, we'll get back in your
zombie. I thought for
outfit.
A minute that he was the creator, because I was like, how is this guy in this movie so much?
So much. He's in the thing nonstop after he dies. The synopsis for this film is a meltdown at a nuclear power plant turns a bunch of folks into lethal, shambling, flesh-eating zombies who go on a gory rampage. It's pretty much everything you've seen in every zombie movie, which in the end credits of this movie, I actually like how the director, whoever put this together, he says... this movie was made by every zombie movie that's ever been made. Is how they like got the inspiration for
There's
it.
There's plenty of commentary during the movie too.
Yeah,
about their blatantly ripping off every zombie movie that's ever been made before theirs.
But it was a fun movie to watch. I hadn't seen it, so I enjoyed it. I think it cost about $30,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Which, where'd like, that money
goop?
Go to?
Back in goop?
Mullet guy?
Yeah, but all the
face goop.
Cum running down everybody's faces in the beginning of the movie. So it opens with this factory. I like this. The workers sitting around this table trying to figure out their power plant problem. And this one guy has a gold helmet for some reason.
Did you see the blonde guy at the table?
Yeah.
He's this like ex... fucking, he's like a bounty hunter in the second fucking one, and he's so awesome.
Oh, really?
He has to hunt down these escaped convicts, and it's so great.
Well, maybe we'll have to make
is the second one.
Number two is probably better than one, but I need to go in chronological order with this.
Well, that's fine. If you want, what we'll do is we'll just do the next two of your picks. We can just do the second one and then the third one as well.
We'll see.
Well, it's up to you, but I mean, I'm not against that.
If the second one's better than this one, then I'm into it. Because this one was... I don't know where the story was in this movie. It just seemed like...
There really wasn't a story. It was just
zombie kills.
Axe Heaver needs his hand walk through movies or else he gets lost and can't enjoy it for what it is.
You kind of have a point, though. There was not much story here. The whole time I kept thinking, like, man, okay, so what is this group doing? Oh, man, they're just getting eaten by zombies. And it kept, like,
they keep introducing characters, and then, like, the characters go off on this glorious mission, and they get eaten, like, before they ever fucking
do anything.
They failed at it.
Just because they die quickly doesn't mean anything bad.
Yeah, well.
That's what would happen in a real zombie apocalypse.
It's true. Everyone would be
all, okay, we need to go get some food, and they get, like, 2 feet out the door and die.
Yeah, that's true, but I think that the thing is that the interesting parts of those stories, those are the uninteresting parts of the stories where we know everybody's dying everywhere, and we actually get to see this in this film.
Everybody.
Where, like, you're
these
like,
these okay. people went off with a mission, and then well, fuck that, they're dead.
They just got eaten by zombies. So the at the sit-down table at the nuclear power plant, these people are trying to figure out what's going on, and this gold-headed, helmeted guy that looks like Stephen Dorff. Did you see? He looked just like Stephen Dorff. He's going like, we got to call. We're going to DEFCON 4. We got to call the president and all this shit. And they need to evacuate everybody. Unfortunately, everyone instantly turns into zombies. And like the thing I like about it.
You like how that dirty towel had under the phone when he calls down to the floor? Why was it all dirty?
Because it's in a factory, bro.
To wipe their hands before they answer the phone.
I also like, though, the fact that, like, all the zombies that were in this place, like, they were just, like, random zombies that worked for this nuclear power plant. There's, like, a mod kid, like, with a mod hat and boots and shit.
Yeah.
And, like, just little kids. And you'd figure, like...
In a nuclear plant, maybe it was bring your kid to work day or something.
That's how the whole thing started. Like, some kid pushed a button.
He's like, what does this do, Daddy? Don't touch that! Fuck zombies!
That's a funny thing. All these zombies came out of like supposedly the nuclear power plant, but there's chicks with like curlers in their hair.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah. I saw that too. They're down in this nuclear power plant. And there's while everybody's like turning in to zombies in the first points, like they're just having like blood poured all over their head and like
blood and milk.
Yeah, so it looks like they're just getting a facial like from a girl who's on her period.
Gross.
Which is, and there's a what happens next?
That happens.
Oh no, I like that guy. That
happens again.
I like the guy that barfed.
3 or 4.
Into his yeah, hand, but he just like has all that goop in his hand.
And yeah, and he's like, threw it on his face. Yeah,
that was good.
That's funny. And so then the credits roll, and they're really long. The credits were, I was blown away by how long the credits. It was like 5-10 minutes worth of credits, and I was like, this movie's only 85 minutes,
isn't it?
It was like 100 minutes, I think.
That was 85.
It was less than an hour and a half.
Oh, okay.
It was like an hour and 15 minutes or something.
Yeah, so... But I was still like, man, they're using a lot of this time for these credits to roll. So then when the movie starts back up, we get this reporter, and she's talking about how residential areas on this old government... testing grounds, these homes are being built and they're selling for the hundreds.
For the upper hundreds.
The upper hundreds.
The upper 100s.
I was like, okay. And these couple of chuckleheads, they're making a movie, and it just flips the scene where these guys Mini are talking about making a movie. Yeah. And they have a girl. Okay, so there's a brother and a sister. And they're both in the movie.
Who are the most fucking awkward brother-sister combo ever.
That might be the same age as their old man, for all we know.
Yeah, no, that guy was, the kid was like 40 years old.
Yeah, and he's all throwing, making fun of his sister, who's like 30.
And their dad was like fucking 32.
Yeah.
Yeah. he just had the longer mullet, so.
Yeah, so that you know that
he's mullets, age.
Mullets signify age. It's like,
a grayback.
The mustache also helps, too.
So they find this, they go out to make the movie, and they find this cave where this psycho guy lives. Apparently he made this cave, which is just an irrigation ditch. And Mike is his name, gives us the rundown here.
What's going on, guys?
I'm
show me this cave entrance here.
There's some weird old cycle guy who's down there.
Bull! Where'd you hear that?
Some of the local kids. They say he was building a house and it fell into the ground. He ate his entire family. Then he dug his way out and made this opening here. He went completely psycho, and now he eats people for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I like the fact that that he dug himself out of a hole and made this huge fucking opening.
80 by 30 fucking opening.
Yeah. It's really great. And so they're going to go check out the cave, but the chunky kid with the shorter mullet that shows his age, he stays back and he's fucking with his camera. And the kids fall down the giant, there's some sort of giant hole like within this cave. And the chunky kid, he calls for them, and they don't respond. So
he just runs off.
Yeah.
But with arms flailing.
Yeah, he just legs it to his parents' house. And he's like,
all the way to his parents' house.
And then we get to his parents' house, and, dude, the moment that they show his dad, I just lost it. I was like, this is fucking dude.
Wait till part two, and he's a bad guy, dude.
He's back.
He's a bad guy. He's like a fucking rapist or something.
Oh, I definitely
it is great.
That.
It is great.
But that's probably a way better casting call for that guy than anything yeah. in the first movie.
And he's always fucking pissed, and he twists his head like this, and he's fucking, it's fucked, dude.
What, a therapist?
Huh?
A philanthropist?
he should have been casted as a therapist?
A rapist.
A rapist.
The rapist.
Sorry. I'm still jokes from SNL.
Yeah, you are.
It's still funny. I still like that joke to this day.
That's good.
All right. Well, we'll move on then, sir. And
his fucking wife's a haggard old bitch, too. Even for him. Yeah. He's rugged, but she's even worse.
She is hating
him. It's like 20 years his senior.
Yeah.
And fucking pudgy.
But look at him. I mean, what else would he be doing? I mean, that guy is fucking got away like 80 pounds.
Yeah.
And he's got the most
half
rocking
of that
mullet.
Weight is mullet.
Yeah.
He could do something. He could be a carny or something.
Dude, he's seriously. Carny yeah, material. That's the best fucking role you can put that guy in. Carny.
And so what happens? So they decide they have to go find Mike's dad. So they go to find Mike's dad, which Mike's dad is the only name that he has. Is Hi, I'm Mike's dad. We never get his name.
Is that the Kansas City hat wearing dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The fucking Hank Hill looking motherfucker.
Yeah. And so they go to get
How did
him.
They get that dude to do this movie?
He was probably somebody's friend.
Just like everybody else. Yeah, he just showed up and they gave him a role.
Yeah, he was awesome.
He just he was awesome, but he just did not look like somebody who should be volunteering for this movie.
Maybe thought he was going to make it into the big time. He's always wanted to be actor in Hollywood.
With his miniature nose and fat, bald his head. He was like a pug.
Yeah. And so they go to get him, and he's like, I'm not waiting for the authorities. I'm going to get down there, and I'm going to help them out.
He and pulls up the
like,
shittiest piece of rope
like,
ever.
He just grabs some rope and a crowbar and sticks the fucking crowbar into the ground and he ties
with
the rope
hand.
Around it. And fucking just. They're down there still, alive and fine. I don't know why they didn't tell fucking the chunky kid, like, hey, we're down here. Like, just. They didn't say any of that to him.
They probably couldn't hear him because they're so far down.
Way far. And so they drop the rope down and the kids get back up, right? And I like this. What do I have here? Mike's dad gets him out of the hole, and then we get this riveting conversation.
People, come on over to my place, and we'll have a cookout.
I'm Larry. This is Gwen.
Hi.
Should we bring anything?
Oh, bring whatever you want to. Maybe chips or something.
Whatever you want, but really, I need some chips.
Maybe some chips. I'm thinking Doritos, sour cream,
none of that hippie
guacamole.
Shit. No, that big
that,
shit.
It'd be good.
I'm on
and,
Friday.
Mike's dad, he knows what he likes. So, meanwhile, we get some weird cut to these bull dykes that are kicking the shit out of some dude in an alley. And I didn't grab this, but she says, we take care of the penis store. Is that what she says? That's what it sounded like to me. She yells at him. She says, we take care of the penis store. That's all I heard. Anyways, I guess I should have grabbed that so then we could argue about whether or not that's what she said.
I don't remember exactly what she said there, but I know they kicked some dude who looked like he definitely did not own a store down the street and chased him off, and then they were all bull-dicky.
Yeah, and they're some gangsters. Like, it's weird that they, like,
put they in, fight like, other bull-dike gangs.
Female, like, gang into the situation.
Well, they build these characters up a lot up until a certain point in the movie.
This is our Halloween episode, so we're munching on candy.
Mike and Ike's. Or Mike's. Ike's out of there.
So, after they beat the shit out of the kid, they talk about some other rival gang. And the rival gang, they know they're putting on a heist, and so they're going to go rob him. That's what happened, right?
Yeah.
That's what I got from it, so. And so back at the house, at the cookout, the 40-year-old fat fucking kid, he's like, "Hey, Dad, can Mike come over and watch a zombie movie with me?" I love that shit. And then Mike's dad, like, "Yeah, that's fine." So they take off the fat kid, Mike.
And his little brother.
And his little brother. They go back to the house to watch zombie movies. And they're sitting around and they're getting intimate with Mike's dad, who tells them about how he lost his wife in the war because she was in the military as well.
In a base accident.
She died in a... Yeah, it was the weirdest thing. He's like, "I just told the kid that she died during military action. I didn't want him to know it was internal." And I was like, "Whoa, okay. Well, what, like infighting during the base, like she died, I guess?"
Or he got, like, raped or something.
I guess that's what he was trying to say, but... So then it switches back to the girl gang who... They're called the Dead Girls. And they're getting ready to... The rival gang to the Dead Girls is getting ready to rob this place. And the dead chicks, they show up. And they start fighting. They're like, "This is our turf." I didn't understand any of that. Why do we... What were they doing?
The one group was robbing the place, and it was on the other one's turf.
Right.
And they said, "You can't rob that place, it's our turf." And that's when they started fighting.
And then everybody got eaten by zombies, except for two of them, so they team up to save each other so they can kill each other later.
Right.
And then,
which both of them are on part two.
Are they?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. I gotta watch part two now.
So pretty much everybody who has dialogue in part one is in part two.
Pretty much, yeah.
So back at the...
Except Mike's dad.
Oh, he's not back?
He's dead for sure.
No, he caught his break.
Killed over IRL.
He cut his break off that movie, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think you're right.
The Born Identities or something.
No, I believe he's a YouTube star. And we'll get to that later.
Oh, okay.
Is it fucking snuff?
No, I'm pretty sure he is a YouTube star, though. But the back at the romper room where the kids are watching the zombie movie, they hear, like, some sounds from downstairs, and so... They arm themselves with some sporting equipment.
A baseball bat and a tennis racket.
Tennis racket, and they're ready to fucking own shit. And they go to the basement door, and they're like, "No, we need a flashlight." And so Mike goes to find a flashlight in the kitchen, and he finds one of those little girly flashlights, and he's looking around. And he hears another sound near the window, and we get our first scare of the movie, which is a tree. And that wasn't there. Bashes against the fucking window, and it's like that, so like scare noise, and this tree fucking hits the window, and he's like, "Oh my god!" And
it's totally one of those. It's where you just hit all the N keys on the keyboard.
Yeah,
just a bring.
And his newfound friends come in. They're like, "What are you doing in here?" He's like, "Man, this fucking tree scared the shit out of me out of the window." And they're like, "What tree?" And I'm like, "There's zombie trees in this movie?" But he's like, "No, it's over here. Come check it out." And he opens the window, and there's no zombie tree. There's just a shitload of zombies outside, and they're scraping. They're like, "Ah, zombies." So they run back over to the fucking basement room, and they're like, we gotta fortify this. And the zombie busts out of a basement, right? And then what happens? They're fighting.
Yep.
And they try to board it up.
Yep.
But the zombie that looks like kind of a tranny. It looked like, I wasn't sure what sexual orientation that zombie was.
It had it actually had the biggest mullet of the
zombie. It was the oldest gray back in the zombie town.
It had been down in that nuclear plant for quite a while. And it's hair never stops growing after death.
This is true. But they
as far as zombies go.
But then they do fend him off and they board up the door, right?
There's a pretty good scene with the boarding up of the door, trying to nail the door closed.
Take it away. What happens?
What does happen after that?
He has to puncture the thing with the hammer a few times and
puncture the thing.
The zombie.
Why'd you just call it a zombie?
Because I forgot what they were called for a second.
The thing.
The thing.
And then.
Then they board the door up.
And then?
I don't remember.
It was a good scene when they were boarding the door up.
I can't remember.
Are you stoned?
You said it was good.
I laughed at something that happened right then, but I can't remember what it was right now.
All right, fair enough. So
That's my fault for not taking notes.
Yeah, it is your fault, sir. You're in big, big, big trouble. So one of the dead girls, we see her crawling like at the bottom of the floor, like, oh no, that didn't happen yet. All the chicks that were fighting,
yes,
they go down in the hole to bury the gangster chicks they killed.
Yeah,
and then there's one that's like crawling away, and there's like
I don't know why they buried one and just left the other one on top.
Yeah,
they want to get away with it very badly.
That's what she says too. Just leave her there; she's already dead. And this brings all the zombies out of this hole and. This area, and there's a chicken. She's like crawling, and
she's like the most dykey of the she's like the grayback of the dykes.
Which one?
The one that's crawling.
Oh yeah,
she's the one with like the curly hair, the huge. She kind of looks like that chick from Boondock Saints. It's got like Touched by No Man on her neck.
That's a good one.
That is good.
Sure. I'm just letting it go to see where you're taking it.
No, that's what you look like.
So then,
that is God end of story.
It. So then, Mike, the zombie girls or the gangster girls, they're fighting and whatnot, and all that still happens. After they get surrounded, they run off, and then two of the chicks that were in the gangs, like the leaders, they're like the only ones alive, and they're like, oh no, we're gonna have to fight together, isn't this crazy? And so Mike calls his parents.
Because I'm not letting you get killed by them, I'm gonna be the one to kill you.
Yeah, that's what she says. So Mike calls the parents, and Mike's dad, he's back in action. He's a man of action, he's a fuck around. So he grabs a shotgun, and he's like, everybody follow me. And so
you think an old military man would have something better than
a double-barreled fucking shotgun. Like farm shotgun?
Yeah, it might as well came out of there with a .22.
And then it
what
switches.
Do you got salt shot, shit?
Rock like, salt, and fucking.
Well, there's other guns in this movie as well, but just none of them get used.
No,
as we see in the
next only
scene.
Time they get used, they use them to kill actual people that aren't zombies.
I don't remember that. Oh yeah, you're right. So, but then we get that scene where there's a chick and she's like, she wakes up and she's like, oh, I gotta get out of here. And she's just like some random chick. And she grabs a gun, puts it in her waist, and then leaves the house and instantly gets attacked by zombies.
Yep. And can't get out of the gun.
And then she just runs to her car. She can't start her car even though she has her keys. And it's being, you know,
she's just fumbling.
She doesn't remember which key it was.
No, and she's having a hard time. So instead of starting the car, she just jumps out the other side of the car and runs down the street. So we see that happen. And then Mike's dad shows up at the house. And instead of poning all the zombies, he decides to just push through them like some sort of zombie mosh pit. He's not doing anything.
That's the exact formula they use the whole fucking movie is like... Nobody actually shoots fucking zombies.
Yeah.
They either kick them in the face, a la Mike, And Mike's dad just pushes through and, like, every once in a while, like, gun butts him in the face.
Well, Mike is really good at kung fu in this movie.
He is really. He actually is pretty good.
I actually,
in real life kung fu, that guy wasn't too bad.
You know what made me think about is that this kid, Mike, whoever played him, he was like, yeah, I'll be in your little zombie movie, but only if I can be, like, his good kung fu master. So, yeah. I'm like, all right. So like, he's like, just film me karate kicking these zombies everywhere. Like, I'm a little kid. And they're like, oh, okay, whatever, man.
He did an alright job.
This guy's being a total prima donna. He's such a dick. All he cares about is getting filmed kicking zombies.
It worked, didn't it?
Yeah,
it did. Was he was the most effective zombie mover.
Yeah.
In the movie. Like, he didn't actually, like, kill any zombies with it, but he...
Yep.
Actually, no, he did, because there is a point in the movie where, like, they kick a bunch of zombies, and all the time, all of them are, like, dead on the floor. And they didn't actually fire a shot.
Yeah, no, it's fucking crazy. And so, we see, like, Mike's dad, when they're going, trying to find the kids at the house, I have this audio clip, I don't even remember what it is, but... This is Mike's dad putting his shotgun to work.
Damn, you're a homely bastard.
And then he killed Jerry. Whatever that guy's name is. With the mullet.
Yeah.
That's how I thought it. I was like, man. Oh, who's the homeless bastard here? That dude with the fucking mullet. Oh, that right bastard.
But and too so, bad he wasn't.
It wasn't. They get to the house, and it was the one zombie head explosion we see with a shotgun. Uh-huh. They get to the house, and they get through the door, and Mike's dad and Larry, that's the guy's name. They try to...
He's all Larry.
That dude is a Larry motherfucker. They start trying to figure out why the zombie apocalypse is happening, and they have this long discussion about why it could have happened, and they don't know why, and they decide to wait till morning to try to make sense of this mess. And
they bring up the fact that it's like a low-rent zombie movie.
Yeah, they do. And it was at this point that I realized that Larry talks and looks just like Skip from Napoleon Dynamite.
Whoa. You should see the second one. It gets worse.
Oh, man.
He talks like that guy. His fucking...
Your weird. Mom goes to college.
Yeah, that guy. So the two bad chicks, they are partnered together and they're trying to help. This was so unneeded. Like, everything about them being together and their storyline, I was like, what the fuck is going on?
The fact
that
they even brought the female gang aspect into the movie at all.
We didn't need to know anything about them because...
Everyone just dies for no point and there's no resolution to that little aspect of the storyline whatsoever.
Well, there is, because they needed to find their uncle's house because he was in the military and he had a bunch of guns.
Yep. And if he can't help him, nobody can.
Yeah,
but...
He's not there.
Get eaten on the way.
I like how he's just not there. And like, instead of like showing a zombie scene with the uncle, like in his military garb, like with his gun strewn all over or whatever, he's just not there.
He just took off.
Well, he's not here. Let's get the fuck out of here. And then when they leave, they just get instantly fucking surrounded by zombies. And like, fuck. And they both die.
Yep.
And there's like a good 10-minute intestine eating scene going on.
Oh, there. It's so fucking
dude, the thing is about that scene though, I really, really like the skull flesh eating scene.
Yeah.
Like,
dude, it was awesome.
It was
yeah.
really fucking rad. I like that a lot.
Me too. I loved it. It was
they're
just
like pulling the eyeballs out of the skull and shit. That was rad.
None of the zombies even looked like they were. None of the zombies in this movie barely ever put a piece of flesh to their mouth.
Those are not edible pieces. They're eating.
They could pull it off, and then they would fight over it, and like
maybe they're collectors.
Some of them did.
At the very end of the movie, they do, and at the very beginning of the movie, they do. But during the rest, every other scene, they pull on it and they pull it off, and then they kind of look at it, but none of them actually use their teeth.
Well, they were probably smart enough to not digest whatever this $30,000 movie came up with for them to put in their mouth.
We gotta reuse that meat.
Put it back in the sack and we'll use that later.
So the next morning, the girl that we see with the gun, she shows up at the house, and we find out that it's actually their niece Yep. The family's niece, not
Mike's dad.
Mike and Mike's dad.
No.
No, it's
Larry.
It's Pudgy Kid. Yeah, Skip. It's Skip and his wife and Pudgy Kid's dad or niece. And for some reason,
they're like, you've been out there. Pudgy Kid's cousin, just to clear that up.
Yeah. They're like, what? You've been out there. Do you know what is going on? Oddly enough,
she's the youngest one. She knows
exactly what is fucking going on. And here it is.
Long story.
Good. That means you know something. So sit down here and tell us about it.
No, Dad.
Skip.
Well, basically, this area used to be the site of the nuclear power plant. The plant got a leak and began to fall apart in a lot of different ways, including internal. It started to overload on nuclear power and began to implode. That means that rather than blowing up, it burned itself and everyone in it completely out. And it created a strange, super radioactive atmosphere inside the plant.
I told you it was one of those damn government things.
Things my dad.
Dude, she knows everything about this power plant. It's amazing.
She's like a fucking 18-year-old girl, and she's got like all the ins and outs.
And
of
she's wearing like
and that would have been years ago when this whole thing went down.
Yeah, and they try to explain that. She said that she did work for the government, creating a paper about the place. So they tried to explain it later down the road. But this chick is just some white trash crack whore that you'd see anywhere in some fucking smaller than our shitty town. Like, her fucking, she's wearing like a shirt where the neckline is like almost to her shoulders because it's been so worn and fucking.
It's basically a V-neck. It's like a military green fucking V-neck.
And it has holes and shit in it and like.
No, she looks like she's been living in a zombie apocalypse for like the last fucking 10 years.
Dude, that is just some fucking crack den, is what I assume. Because she had a gun that she was bringing with her. And
but you know where you get all the good info on fucking zombie apocalypse happening is the crack den. They know before.
Working for the government.
Is that sucking off?
She's been working for the
sucking off some security guards at the gate.
So Mike's dad explains that he has guns and explosions, and or explosives, and so he's
going to have guns and explosions.
Explosive diarrhea.
And so he's like, we're going to go out there, and we're going to fucking seal this plant, and we're going to fucking put an end to this catastrophe that's happening. So then we get this, like, 10-minute scene, and what I wrote down, of ear-shattering thunder sounds make mush out of my eardrums while we see zombies cruising through the city. It was like so loud. I'm like, fuck! So goddamn loud. And so the group, we see them running, and they're all obviously exhausted. They've been hiking for ages, and the niece's name is Diarrhea.
Daria?
I think it was something really close to that, like diarrhea. All I wrote was diarrhea. So they couldn't drive.
Did you spell it right?
No, I just spelled it as diarrhea. No, I didn't spell it right at all. I didn't put
that
an H
that
in there.
Word is one of the hardest words to fucking spell ever. That and
there's
hemorrhoid.
An H in there.
Yeah, there's an H in there. That and hemorrhoid. Those two fucking
hemorrhoid?
Words are so goddamn.
It's weird because they're so related too.
Yeah.
Diarrhea
they
and hemorrhoid.
They both come from the beehole.
Well, you can get a hemorrhoid from having diarrhea, which is bizarre. It's D-I-R-R-H-E-A for diarrhea, and hemorrhoid is hemorrhoid. And it's H-E-M-O-R-R-H-O-I-D.
Uh-huh.
So it's not that bad, but they both have weird ages.
They're both really hard words to spell. Like
yeah, they're not very phonetic.
No.
So anyways, besides the hemorrhoids, the diarrhea, and this girl named Diarrhea, they couldn't drive because Mike's
and her
dad
sister
said...
Hemorrhoid.
This is the dumbest logic in the movie.
He said, don't drive because the loud noise will attract the zombies. It's like...
The zombies in this movie move at like fucking 4 miles an hour. Like... Just drive a fucking car and you're going to be good. Why move at the same speed they are?
I have no idea, man. So while the group bitches about having tired feet and all sorts of other issues, Skip becomes very aware of his surrounding areas. He does like this 5-point head move of trying to find something. And then when he gets to the last, like, ticking of his head clock, he sees zombies and his eyes widen. He's like, no, zombies. And so then he's like, everybody, follow me. And that asshole blindly leads them onto a fucking bridge where there's zombies on the other goddamn side. And they're all following him, and he's just running like a bitch. And they're like, yeah, we'll just keep following.
I love the zombies in this movie because no other zombie movie have I ever seen zombies that move like human. Even though these zombies were moving very slow, they like still had the presence of mind to like stop at the edge of like little jump.
Oh, and they and, jump,
like, actually
yeah.
like jump and like actually like, oh wait, we're on on a ledge. Like yeah, we better like bend over and like do this at a very like ergonomical jump.
Yeah, he should have. There should have been zombies just piling off all those ledges. But anyways, on this bridge, they're on it, and there's zombies on one side, and there's zombies on the other. Before you know it, zombies are fucking everywhere, all around them, and they're just mosh pitting through the zombies, save for Skip, aka Larry, who gets a fucking zombie punch to the asshole.
Dude, so rough. He gets his intestines ripped out of his mom jeans.
Out of his butthole.
Out of his fucking acid wash mom jeans. He gets his fucking guts ripped out.
The ones you wear up to your fucking belly button.
Dude, the zombies are just yanking them shits out his fucking beel.
Him just getting fisted by this fucking zombies over and over.
I feel worse for the zombie that had to do that.
Oh, shit. Oh, that poor zombie. Oh, man. That was, and so somehow Mike's karate kicking, it's not doing his as much as it should, and
the problem with karate kicks on a fucking on a rope bridge is the zombies just bounce right back towards you. Like if you don't kick them off of the rope bridge, they bounce right back at you. It's like trying to fucking bounce somebody off the fucking off the ropes in a fucking in a fight. They're gonna come right back at you.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but, yeah, kicks aren't the best.
But somehow he falls over, though, off the side of the bridge, and he's hanging on there. And they're completely surrounded by zombies right now. But, and fucking Skip gets fucking zombie punched in this asshole. But everybody else is fine, just being completely covered in zombies. And they have time to pull this fucking Mike kid up off the bridge and punch their way through all these zombies while fucking Skip is getting literally manhandled by these zombies.
It's like, such a long scene.
They're killing him so hard through his asshole that shit's coming out of his fucking mouth. It's so ridiculous.
Dude, yeah, he's like, he's spitting carne asada like he ate fucking uncooked tacos 2 days ago.
And I still don't understand why Mike's dad is not using his gun at this point. No. He got this fucking gun. And he's not doing anything.
Well, they actually explain that.
No, I know
later.
That, and we'll get to it. But I'm still saying, like, why is Mike's dad not using this?
No, I spent
gun?
The whole fucking movie. Why is this guy
gun?
Carrying a fucking?
What is he doing with this?
Why is he carrying a fucking shotgun?
It's driving me fucking insane at this point. I'm like, use the gun, you fucking asshole. I have no idea.
I was pretty blown away at that point too.
So amongst the zombie attacks. Mike's dad keeps reassuring everybody to keep running and running and running. And they get away from the zombies eventually. There's like a couple of weird scenes where more zombies attack, but then they get away again. And
that's where we see the
this is when
ergonomical jumps.
Yeah, yeah.
The safety first jumps from the zombies.
And we see Joey, he's the fucking chunky fat kid, 40-year-old fat kid, who needs some much needed inspiration, and it sounds like this.
Yeah, we need you, man. Besides, I know you can do it.
My dad, he's...
Yeah, but at least you went out fighting like a hero.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I like that line so much. Like,
His hair looks pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. All right,
and then
all
his
right,
mom starts going into fucking all sorts of crazy
she turned to a vegetable, pretty much.
Yeah, Joy's mom lost her marbles. She's totally in denial that Skip is dead.
Well, she should be. That was her actual son.
Yeah.
That was my oldest.
That's true. Yeah. And so... No, I used to give him many a fistings.
I thought he could survive that. What have we been practicing all these years?
Joey's mom and his little brother and his sister, they stay back at the entrance of the tunnel because somehow we've gone full circle back to this irrigation ditch where this guy dug his way out of and created into the, you know, the government area or whatever it is. So they're like, we're going to go in there. We're going to kill all these guys. You guys stay out here. It'll be fine. What did I write here? Some chick that lives... Oh, yeah. So then it flips to this weird scene where this chick that lives in a storage unit is walking around.
What the fuck was that? What the fuck was that?
No, some, she's walking around in a high
heel. Looks like the fucking... She looks like the chick from Reno 911 with the short hair.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And she, like, just shows up at this fucking storage unit.
In high heels.
In high heels, like, all hooker dressed. But she's fucking dog-ass ugly. Shows up, there's one zombie outside. He chases her inside. She locks the door on him.
No, she thinks he's hugging... She thinks the zombie is hugging her, like, trying to get fresh with her. And she's like, I don't have time for this shit, asshole. I've had a long
night. Is that
what
it was?
Yeah. But it was a zombie, and he's like, ugh.
And she gets inside and goes inside. They build this whole scene up a lot.
Really weird. And she just opens a door, and she
walks to the other end of the fucking storage unit, and there's a door on the other side of that, and there's a bunch of zombies outside of it, and they come in, and they eat her.
Yep, that's it. And then we get the whole fucking thing. Mag out on her. That's it.
Like, just completely fucking random, non-story related, just like, we need another zombie kill in this fucking movie.
I agree.
I have a horror zombie movie that takes place in a fucking storage unit.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd like to watch it. You know what I think? That's crazy. You know what I would?
You would. That's, you know what that's would. Amazing that you actually have that.
Jason, I've actually, I've thought about this a little bit. I think that what happened was that he had so, that whoever made this movie was really cool. And he had so many extras and shit that he didn't want any of them spending time to do this and knock it on camera. So he just kept putting every little scene.
That's a completely that's a
movie's problem.
And I also think that might have been like a little dropped plot scene.
Yeah,
like,
but they
might have been,
so they just put it in because they have
shit.
Like,
this is only 58 minutes. You need to throw some more
right.
of this in.
And then they were like, "Well, look at all the, you know, there's the eating scenes of her were cool, so let's just put it in there anyways." I think that's what happened.
Yeah, that totally makes sense.
So anyhow, so
but still, it's a fucking completely wasted. Like, it doesn't have anything to fucking do with any of the movie's storyline.
So meanwhile,
what little there is
down in the zombie hole, they're trying to find the reactor. Somehow, diarrhea knows it's a half a mile. Like, diarrhea, where's the reactor? She's like, it's about a half a mile away. Like,
I've been there a few times.
How does she know this shit? And so,
you bitches ever heard of Chernobyl? It's like fucking 40 years later, and that's what is it, like 20? I just watched the Chernobyl Diaries the other day.
That's terrible. You tell this white
kid. That movie's really good, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I got it.
These guys are gonna go into a fucking reactor.
Like 10 years later, 5 years maybe.
Yeah. They built these houses all quick style, Arizona style, all up on this fucking Indian land. And they're going to go into the reactor that melted down and created these zombies anyways.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to fucking burn them alive. Even if they do kill a few of the zombies, they're going to be fucking zombies themselves no matter if they get bit or not.
No shit.
Like, if that's what actually fucking creates the zombies, they're fucked. Either way, even if they don't get bit, they're still going to fucking... They're still going to turn into... And yes, watch Chernobyl Diaries. It's fucking
all right. I'll watch
it. It's fun.
Anyways, it sounds.
It's
shit.
Not amazing, but it's good. It's scary.
Well, the whole story, like Chernobyl, like is really interesting. But that movie just makes it look like it was just fucking stupid Hollywood bullshit. Like somebody could have done something really cool with that idea because there hasn't. I can't think of any movies that have been.
It's solid. It's not groundbreaking or anything, but it's solid. It's solid good horror.
All right, I'll watch it. So anyhow, while they're down in this area and they know that this place is half a mile away, however it is, zombies just attack out of nowhere. And this is a weird scene because, again, nobody uses their fucking gun.
No.
But they're fighting all these zombies. And then before you know it, all the zombies are just dead. Like, did Mike Kung Fu
mostly
kick all these zombies to death? Is that what happened?
He's the deadliest thing down there.
So good at fucking Kung Fu kicking everybody. They wake up, they're just like,
he's
is everybody okay? Yeah, there's like his zombies.
Father's all taught him floor. Well.
That's just fucking crazy to me.
His father told him they were American zombies.
And then, so then America. It shows the whole entrance, the zombie whole entrance, where the mom is there with her daughter and Joey's little brother. And they're there, and she's got a gun. She's fucking crazy already. And the zombies are coming at him, so she decides she's just going to off her kids and kill herself. And so she kills her daughter, she kills her son, and then she takes longer to kill herself. I'm pretty sure there was a zombie in there that looked exactly like Ross. I'm almost positive.
Redfield.
Yeah. Go back and watch it. There's a zombie Ross in there. And so, anyways, they're dead, and that's it. So, diarrhea. then she explains how she knows all shit because she used to work with the government, like we talked about. And diarrhea is, they find this office, and there's all this paperwork. She's like, look, they left all this paperwork behind. Somehow, like all this sensitive government information.
Well, because they turned to zombies.
They talk about this too. Like, here's where our tax dollars are going is to power an empty power plant that's buried underground.
Right.
Like, because there's still lights on it and everything. At least they took the time to
patch
that
hole.
Fucking explain that.
And so, diarrhea, while looking through paperwork, she finds out that not only is this a nuclear power plant that exploded and turned everybody into zombies,
that there's houses built on top of the power plant, but the power plant itself was built over
an Indian burial ground.
Yeah.
Which was cursed.
Three for...
You have to have all of those elements that's aligned.
Like Poltergeist times two.
Oh, man, that's ridiculous. And, Mike's dad has a little bit here I liked. Here we go.
God, I remember reading something about that. The Indians were really pissed.
As well as they should be.
Those Indians were really pissed. So they decide to keep looking for something else. They're like, well, let's find something else here.
I got to talk about something for a second. How do we keep getting these cross themes with our movies?
And how come we don't see any Indians? I want to see one zombie Indian. I didn't see any.
I don't know.
Like, we just got the whole... last week we did a...
Oh, with the zombie movie that had...
No, we did a Edward... Crow with all the Indian shit. And then there's the whole Indian shit comes into play here. There always seems to be, like, one or two things that, like, cross over from every week. Is it, like, do we get sparked from the last one?
Probably. Subconsciously, we pick something.
What is that called? Something about Kevin Bacon?
Six degrees of separation. 6 degrees is Kevin Bacon.
Whatever it is. Well, maybe we have that going on our podcast right now.
That's not a bad thing.
Well, that's fine. So, what happens next? Diarrhea.
Yeah.
She's there.
They run around and don't shoot zombies with their shotgun.
So they're looking for something else. Zombies keep showing up, including Skip, who's in a scene there somehow.
Oh, yeah. He comes. He becomes the lead zombie. Like,
yeah, it's
once,
weird.
Once I get into the facility, Skip, the dad...
Larry or
the
Skip.
Mullet. Yeah, Skip Larry Zombie becomes like the most prominent lead zombie in several different forms. So he's actually supposed to be at least two different zombies. Like he's wearing different clothes in two different scenes.
Yeah.
So one of them he's still wearing Skip clothes or Larry clothes, and the other one he's wearing like other random clothes. And, like, one of them, he's got his lip, like, his mustache is all, like, ripped off and his lips are all splayed open. And one of them, he's just, like, the Larry dad face with, like, zombie makeup on it.
Yeah. And they're still not using... Mike's dad's still not using this fucking gun he's carrying around this whole
time.
Nope. And they keep getting attacked.
And then they go on the kung fu fucking, like, habib kick, roll kick... Like, oh, wait, shit, like, he kills a bunch of...
Broken. Is that what you wanted to say?
Yeah, rolling does the kick, the kick fucking spin. Yeah.
But the thing is that, Diarrhea gets fucking held back by zombies, and she tells them all to go, and they just leave her, and she's like, just go, just leave me, and she gets away, and while she's away, they find a fucking full-size fucking church in this place. So this is where
there's a church
really badly wrong.
There's a church inside of the fucking a church inside.
They fucked up the editing because there's a church at the end, and they wanted to use that scene.
Okay,
where
that's
there was,
what it was.
There was a bunch of people sitting at in front of the pulpit
because they show the whole congregation outside the church too, and that's in the town. Okay, yeah, that was a trip. I thought there was a church inside the thing, and then why is a pastor in the same church in front of the...
There was. What? I mean, that's how they led us to believe, because right after they left the church, they're back in the government facility.
God, and movie was so
shitty. You see Diarrhea running away, and she finds this huge fucking machete. She grabs this machete.
And then she immediately fucking drops it. They make a huge fucking deal about her grabbing this fucking machete, and she never uses it for anything. She runs,
and
the zombies chase her, she falls down, she drops the machete, and then she runs off and leaves it.
Well, I'm assuming that's the exact same thing that happened with the gun we saw her with in the first scene.
Machetes don't run out of bullets.
It just fell out.
It's just stuck right
here. No, the only thing I could find to explain for her dropping the machete that they made such a big deal of her grabbing... was they didn't have the budget to figure out how to...
They couldn't do kill scenes. They could do zombie eat scenes, but they couldn't do kill scenes. And that's why everything...
And they really do. They really, like, it all comes down to them being able to pull meat out of somebody's torso or a-hole.
Right. Well, like, the a-hole scene was pretty fucking off.
They don't do bite scenes. The zombies apparently don't use their fucking jaws.
No.
They just... yank fucking and flesh off to their hands, kind of like dangle it around a little bit.
Well, yeah, that's probably a very huge point. That's probably what happened. But regardless,
the group they do.
So the group meets up with Diarrhea. She shows up and does like a silly scare tactic where it's just her and they're like, and then this guy shows up and he's like, this other zombie just busts out of nowhere right when they meet up with her. And they're like, how are you? Where have you been? She's like, oh my God, zombie. And they get attacked. And they're fighting off this one zombie. The one fucking zombie still not using any guns or anything effective. And they're backpedaling mindlessly into this huge herd of fucking zombies behind them. And so they all get taken in by these zombies, and they're trying to fight their way out.
But luckily, these are zombies that don't like to use their teeth.
Exactly. And they get away from the zombies. Fucking the asshole, Mike's dad, gets away first and just runs and leaves them all there until they all get out. And then he busts out into the area where they very first came in. It looks like a shipping dock. And I have a couple things here to say about this. So he busts out of this door. He sees all these zombies in this area where they need to get out. And it sounds like this. Oh, shit! That's what it sounds like when he gets out there. Now compare this to YouTube sensation Tourette's guy.
Holy shit!
It's the same guy.
Holy shit! Holy shit!
Mind blown.
It's him.
Yeah, it's totally him.
Old and decrepit later.
It's his son.
Wait, just to verify this, we have to get fucking Mike's dad to say Bob Saget.
I already had all that. Because there's this line. And I had, Bob Saget. And I got rid of it. I'm like, fuck, that's too much. So
Bob Saget!
The horde of zombies, they're around Mike's dad. He needs some fucking tape electrical tape, apparently, because I don't know, because he has this old school fucking Mickey Mouse dynamite that he needs to use that needs electrical tape to put the fuse in. And so he sets the fuse, and they're climbing up the rope. He sends the kids up the rope, and they're all going up the rope, and they're good. And fucking, it blows up and does tons of damage. And they're like, oh, man, we saved the world.
Those were literally a bunch of...
I could do fucking more damage going to Tijuana and buying fucking 10 bags of M80s.
those literally looked like penny rolls painted red.
Yeah, you're right. And it was not very good. That guy said he had tons of guns and explosives. Man, that fucking asshole. So while they're out,
he had tons of guns with no ammo and a bunch of fucking penny rolls worth of non-explosive shit.
Guy was the worst fucking militant I've ever met.
That's why he left.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, he was in the Salvation Army. Oh.
So Mike asked his father something that we've been wondering this entire time. We were trying to figure out what's going on, and here it is.
You've been carrying that damn gun around the whole time. Why didn't you use it?
I left the shells in the car. I got the damn things.
That was a pretty fucking...
You fucking asshole. And now that was a move by the filmmakers.
Yeah, because they didn't want to fucking buy blanks.
Or they couldn't show good headshots or
whatever it fucking was. It was a total cop out, but it was a great fucking...
I loved it.
It was a great fucking cop out.
I really liked it.
He had people yelling at the screen for a guy in that whole movie.
Use your goddamn gun. And then they're like, I forgot the goddamn shells. Like,
so fucking great. But the thing wasn't even loaded in the first place.
I loved that fucking entire thing. I was like, you fuckers.
You totally fucking got yourselves off of that. It was so awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty good. So anyhow, more zombies show up, and Mike's dad has the grace of an angel and the force of a raging bull to get out of this group of as he's lightly feathering off people's hands, and then he just busts through.
They literally think that they're going to close up this fucking place. Like, if they close up the place, there's no zombies. But they already know the zombies are...
Yeah, they're everywhere. So anyhow, meanwhile, Joey, he gets pwned, and his own father and a bunch of other zombies, they cut him in half, and they're eating him, and it shows fucking Skip eating his son's fucking shit.
Butthole.
And Mike is kung fu kicking all the zombies in the woods. He's kung fu kicking all the shit out of them. But what you don't know is that that tree came back that scared him. It was the tree from the very beginning that scared him in the window that came back for revenge. Like, you fucker. It's not the zombies. It's going to be me.
Impales his ass.
And he gets impaled by a goddamn tree.
Yep.
Man, isn't that some motherfucking irony? You thought you weren't scared of that tree? You should have been scared of that tree the whole time, you kung fu kicking motherfucker. So anyhow, then it shows Diarrhea. She's running away from everybody. And, and Mike's dad, he finally gets owned at the church. And I like that punch. There's a zombie punch through him, and they grab his heart and they
scene was amazing because he runs up to the church and there's a whole congregation there and he runs away from them and then all the zombies have just been hiding behind the ledge the whole time and they all stand up at the exact same minute. There's like
tricky bitch.
Gotcha.
Get owned, bitch.
And punch through his chest plate and fucking bring out his heart. That was actually a pretty cool little effect. Mm-hmm. Like, bringing that shit through his chest.
Yeah, it was cool. I like it. I'm sure it wasn't cheap for those guys.
That's at least half the budget right there.
So then, Diarrhea, she's running away from people in the woods still. And there's this scene where she's, like, running away from the zombies. And she's like, oh, I know what to do here. Because I grew up here as a kid. But she didn't say that.
There's all that rope on that tree.
And so she runs up the side of the tree with a rope swing. And there's all these zombies, like, gathering around the bottom of the tree. And she swings away. It's, like, 10 feet.
Yeah.
And you swing away from them. It's like, God, you can see how far you went. far. You could have ran.
No, there wasn't even a ledge. Like, she wasn't, like, there wasn't a drop or anything. Like, yep. All the zombies could just pile off of that shit.
Here's the other thing about diarrhea. She starts running away. She finds a truck. She pulls a zombie out of the truck.
That was a really nice Ford.
Gets into the truck, and she can somehow fucking hotwire this truck.
She couldn't use it with her keys.
It's the exact same situation. There's zombies all over the truck, and she can hotwire it to get away, but she can't use her own key in her own car to do the exact same thing.
Nope.
Brutal. So that it just ends there. And then we see this... she rolls away. Does she die? Did I miss something?
I don't think she does.
I don't think so either.
The truck is there wasn't any.
No, it just shows the truck rolling away and she's good. But we see later in a recording studio, this broadcaster is talking about how the problem is probably it's the same an angry mom
earlier in the movie that did that. All of a sudden, she's a radio personality.
Yeah, she's she's got a lot of things going on. She's got a lot of fires in the oven, son. And she he's talking about how it's probably just a bunch of angry mobs. And then the next story is that people die from eating donuts at fucking Haagen-Dazs or some shit. She's like, next story up, people dying at 21...
No, one dude. Donut. She's talking about one dude that died choking on a donut.
That's awesome. I like that. And so they show us other affected cities that are really long with people dying everywhere, and this super cool bro comes in with his mullet to this video store and gets attacked by zombies. People die. There's a lot of fucking people getting eaten. And,
yeah, the video store clerk chick gets attacked.
And then there's this like weird 50s news broadcast from London getting like its first nuclear power plant, and the queen
is talking.
Is like talking, and then it credits. So.
And then did you watch past the credits?
Yeah, I did.
Did you watch all the way through? Big question mark zombie.
That's what it was.
Yeah, like a sequel setup.
It was Skip. That was the zombie.
Yep.
Who's this band? Because I actually looked in the credits to see who this band was, but it wasn't there. I thought maybe you guys would knew, like, it was like a well-known band. Like,
probably some regional band from
it's
fucking...
It's like a slum rock band. The lyrics are
it's
rad.
Good,
talk about the fucking chick's cunt being fucking ripped out and shit. And I was like, what is this? Who is this band? If somebody knows. Please
it's
email
good
us
horror punk.
At cinemadumpster@gmail.com if you know what that is, because I would love to know what band this is. So what are we watching next week?
We are watching Dracula 3000.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah, you were telling me about that earlier. That sounds good.
Coolio!
That's fucking awesome. Remember all those early 90s,
urban... It's not even urban.
Remember,
I mean, he's...
It, like,
Debo's in it. Debo from Friday's in it.
Tiny,
dude from
Tiny Lister.
Dude from
what's the one?
No, Debo didn't die.
That was
Michael Clark Duncan that died.
What was the one where it was like Tales from the Crypt? Was it Tales from the Hood?
Yeah.
Tales from the Hood. That's exactly what it was.
Oh, there was also Bones with Snoop Dogg.
Tales from the Hood. I like that movie. It's so silly.
Mm-hmm.
But I like a horror movie that has like kind of like an overarching story, like that whole premise of an overarching story, but then like small stories.
It's an anthology. That's what those are called.
Oh yeah, I like anthologies.
That's what they are.
Good stuff.
The Creep Show, fucking
Tales from the Dark Side.
Rad.
Watching Tales from the Dark Side today.
So awesome.
Tales from what?
Dark Side?
Twilight Zone
Dark
movie.
Side. Nice.
Yep.
The original Twilight Zone movie. Fucking rad.
Yeah.
Same shit. Dude, the original Twilight Zone movie, the one that freaked me out the most was the little kid who had powers to do whatever
he wanted. The one who made his sister's mouth disappear?
Yeah.
He
just completely destroyed the whole world besides this town he lived in. Like, he just got rid of everything because he had powers to do whatever he wanted. And he was just fucking completely... batshit insane.
Yeah,
kid.
Good one.
God, out, dude.
Isn't that the John Lithgow one with the fucking goblin on the wing of the plane?
Yeah. Good. Really good. Really the original good. Was a guy from Star Trek that did that. And then it had Captain Kirk was the original that did that, but then John Lithgow was the remake.
Which other one? Ted Danson on the beach? Was fucking,
well, that was in Creepshow.
Creepshow.
Yeah.
Creepshow is fucking awesome, though, too.
Yeah, where they're like the fucking waterlogged zombies.
Yeah.
And like he makes them like watch the TV of his girlfriend killed while he's like fucking cool, submerged.
Leslie Nielsen?
Thanks for listening.
Leslie Nielsen is the episode 20. Have a good night.